Fred Biletnikoff joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Freddie, thanks for taking time out of your Super Bowl schedule. How are you, my friend?
JT, I'm doing great. I'll tell you what, it seems like 100 years since Super Bowl 11, doesn't it?
It's unbelievable. It's starting to separate that. But, Fred, I know you're coming out and you're doing stuff we'll get into later on this week, but take us back to Super Bowl 11 and the impact that that week had. We're talking about Deflategate this week and Marshawn Lynch doesn't want to talk to the media. What was the media coverage like for you, the Renegade Raiders, coming into that Super Bowl?
I think they had one reporter from Oakland. I'm not sure. But no, I'll tell you what, that week we spent down there in L.A. was phenomenal, you know, and obviously it wasn't as great as it now, the whole impact of the media. We did press conferences and all that type of thing, but not to the extent what it is right now. And, God bless all these kids that have to get up there and be there and kind of semi-promote themselves, whatever. But it's phenomenal to watch. I've been watching all week since last week on TV and everything. The city's team's going down there, and a reminder of, you know, there was an opportunity for you, for myself, to be there and play in the Super Bowl. It was just great because I'll tell you what, we had a terrific time. You know, we had an opportunity to get down there a few days early, so we kind of got our running around out of the way and everything and got down to business. And then, we just went ahead and played against Minnesota and were able to be fortunate enough to win.
Fred Biletnikoff joins us. Fred, did a lot of people reach out to you this week and make the comparison from Deflategate and the balls to Stick'Em with you and Lester Hayes back in the day talking about an advantage? Did you get a lot of that this week?
Well, I got a little bit of it, believe me. But I'll tell you what, you could talk about the Stick'Em, but I'll tell you what, if you wear those gloves those kids wear now, you know, they're cheating. You know, we weren't cheating then. At least we were honest. But those guys are cheating. They never talk about it. But yeah, you know, I mean, you know, talking about things from the Super Bowls and the Stick'Em and Lester and I and how we abused it, and we had a great time using it, believe me. I mean, they had to take a lot of balls out of the football game between plays to get them cleaned up. But Dick Romanski and his son Bobby, they seemed to get them cleaned up in between plays and put them out there. And then, other than that, you know, all the controversies going on about New England and with the balls deflated and, you know, a kid going in, they said he was going in a room, now it's the bathroom for 90 seconds. Well, let me tell you something. You can't deflate a ball in 90 seconds. You can't blow up a ball in 90 seconds. But I just thought that it was ridiculous when they brought that stuff up because it took something away from the impact of that championship game for New England. And I thought Bill and Tom Brady both handled it very, very well. And my only thing about it was this, okay? You got the guru Mike Pereira should be the first one to say that two referees handled the ball every single play, and not one of those guys ever stepped up to be in to impact this whole deal that was going on. So the first people to touch the ball with every single play, there's at least two referees touching the ball somewhere on the field. And that never, ever came up. I think I may have heard it once on a radio station that someone brought it up, but I think that's totally ridiculous that the referees are not taking any responsibility. And if it's the NFL with Goodell trying to hide these guys, put them behind a curtain, it's his fault and it's the referee's fault. They're in charge of those balls.
Hall of Famer Fred Biletnikoff joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Fred, Tom Looney, you are not the fastest guy on the field. You're not the fastest guy in the Hall of Fame. And now we got the draft coming up. They're constantly talking about a 4.240, a 4.140, a 4.040, a 4.340. Is there too much emphasis on speed? You're in the Hall of Fame, and you weren't the fastest guy out there.
Well, you know what? I played in the perfect offense. You know, I mean, obviously Cliff was our fastest guy, and then we had Warren Wells at a time and for a period of time, and then we had Raymond Chester. One point when I was young, Billy Cannon could run up the field, and Dave Casper. You know, so, you know, I had an opportunity. All I had to do was one job to make sure that we moved those chains. You know, I wondered all these years, we did a tribute to Al Davis down in Las Vegas a few years ago. Ron Wolf brought up the thing of, Al Davis was colorblind, and I made the statement that. And no wonder he was so mad at me all the time. Not all the time, but at times, because, you know, he drafted the slowest black guy ever in the draft.
Hey, Fred, as we wrap this up, what do you got going on with your wife down here? I know you're coming in for the weekend. What's your schedule looking like for the Super Bowl?
Well, we got the Hall of Fame luncheon Friday that I'm going to go down there and be part of, and that'll be some, you know, be part of something. We're at the Hurd Museum, and that'll be really a terrific event to go to and be around there. And after that, I'm coming home, and we have with our foundation, we did a little auction item, and so we're having a bunch of people over here for a nine-hole golf tournament Sunday morning, and then over here for barbecue and eat food and have a good time and watch the games.
Fred, what you're doing for your late daughter, Tracy, with the foundation is unbelievable. I'm proud to be associated with it. Thanks again for your time today. I'll see you up there pretty soon, and great talking Super Bowl memories with you, my friend.
Thanks, Fred.
Hey, thanks so much. Okay, you guys have a great week and enjoy the game, okay, JT? I'll be talking with you.
You got it. All right. There he is, Fred Biletnikoff, Hall of Famer.